The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy, happy Monday to us all. We've got Crudy working on the mic. I, Dominic, am in the great, great city of Madison. And I love Madison so much, man. I got to tell you, I was gone over the weekend, had a wedding. My nephew got married in Minnesota last night. Congratulations. Gavin and Renee had a wonderful time. Got to see the family and driving through this beautiful state and Minnesota as well. Through La Crosse up to Winona, picked up Izzy, kept on going to Rochester, stayed the night. It was gorgeous, a little rainy out, but man, what beautiful country. And I got to tell you, Madison is not a horrible town.
Madison, not a horrible town. Milwaukee,
not a horrible town, man. Come on.
I partied in your fair city this weekend, Dom. I was in Milwaukee, man. Came down on Saturday, saw your buddy Coleman.
Yeah.
And saw his beautiful wife, Annie. And they were also, you know, kidless. Little pre-Father's Day partying. And it wasn't just us. Donald Trump last week, Dom, insulted a community, insulted the entire state of Wisconsin. A election year faux pas? No, it'll probably make the guy stronger.
Think it would be something like that would knock on somebody, right? Hey, the town we're going to, that place sucks. Hey, yay, we love him. Come, please.
Donald Trump called Milwaukee a horrible city. A horrible city. Although he's, you know, vacillated, both him and Brian Stile, and whether or not he actually said it, others in the room acknowledged it, not Brian Stile initially.
Not initially, but eventually he came around, and everyone has a reason for what it was really meaning, what was it about, what was it in pertaining to.
And then Trump also acknowledged he said it, and then denied that he said it, in typical Trump fashion.
That's totally normal. We should absolutely make that guy president, because this is normal behavior.
Let's talk about my guy, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg!
Snoop Dogg at the Pottawatomie, breaking in a new venue.
How was it, man? The new scene?
It was outdoors.
Yeah?
It was. Let me just knock on the venue a little bit. I bought seats, right? And hard plastic, like lawn furniture, strapped together.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
So, like, they made the rows, mm-hmm. and they, like...
zip-tied them all together.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And they've got them way too damn close.
Well, for a big fellow like you, I mean, probably
anybody,
fine for me.
anybody, man. So, you know, we paid for the seating seats.
Ooh.
And there was a big mosh pit in the front, the VIP mosh pit. Didn't pay for that. Although I suspect everyone that had the general admission, they just skipped and just jammed up in the front. It was a zoo up there by Snoop. And we're like five rows behind the mosh pit. You know what? Did my duty, stepped up, got good seats. Except when we walked to him, realized people are in our seats, right? So we stood up in the aisle for a while, and then, you know, you hear some people grumbling, oh, you're going to stand up all day.
Number one, you're at a concert. It's okay to stand up if you want.
Well, I just mean in the aisle, because you create
something. Oh, so you were not in your row then. Gotcha.
I could see my seats. They were like right there, but I could see there were people in my seats. So we stood in the row for a while, and then maybe it was the contact buzz being at the Snoop concert. But my wife, the lovely Mrs. Crudy, got, you know, just momentarily need to sit down for a bit. And so we fought our way to the seats, and you know, eventually they parted and made room for us. Although whoever this person was immediately to my right did not stand up for the entire concert, which makes it terrible if you're trying to stand and someone else has basically got their knee in the back of your knee the whole time. You're like, you know, you can't dance, can't move. But these GD seats are so close together, man. It felt constraining. It was worse than being stuck in. I mean, think about going to a concert and being stuck in airline seats.
Exactly. I have no problem with airline seats.
No knee room. I mean, my feet are. I wear 13s here, dude. My 13s were broader than the room given. And, you know, don't think I'm gonna hug my wife or stand behind her. Oh no.
Oh no.
Are you freaking kidding me? So.
So not room front to back, not room side to side.
I'm not sure what the excitement was about the new venue. I mean, the stage. I saw that at Broadfest. They had a better stage at Broadfest. And then there were like VIP somethings. And it must have been nice to be the rich people partying up there in the nosebleeds, but they were above the fray, let's just say. They were probably getting their own contact highs. Coleman asked, was it permissible to smoke marijuana at the concert?
All right. It's a Snoop Dogg concert. Yes,
one of these security guards. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, first and foremost, don't ask the security guard. Just be discreet. But apparently, John had some question about whether or not there'd be cannabis use at the Snoop Dogg concert.
I mean, really, there's no question. And last time I was at the Snoop Dogg concert, I was with John. And he knows full well cannabis use is in full effect. That was an indoor, the Riverside, man.
Well, this was an outdoor venue. Yeah. So it was. Smelled like freedom up in that place.
Absolutely.
Clouds just rising from everywhere in that place. There was no doubt between the vapes and the clouds. People were.
Lots of legal Delta 8 that you can buy here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm sure of it.
Absolutely.
You can't tell the difference.
Go see our friends at herbalaspect.com. Check out code DevilRadio. I'm sure there was some of that going on as well, Don, but had a great time.
Yeah.
The Potawatomi. I'm going to tell one more story about my weekend. And then we tell you a little bit. Snoop painted the town. He wasn't just partying at the pot, oh, man.
What? He took the time out of his day, not just to come in, cash the check, do the rapping, and leave. He took in some of the sights. It's almost like the city is not a horrible city.
It's almost like that. I took in the steakhouse, the Dancing Steak, I think it was called.
Oh, at the casino, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And the show started at 9, and we had reservations at 8:30, but... To her credit, Mrs. Crudy showed up early. We were there early and got seated right away. Had a wonderful small filet.
You can't get too full before the
crab
concert,
leg
man.
Kickers. Oh, yeah. The big ones.
Did you get a side of French toast too? Or
no sides. That Mrs. Crudy got a twice baked potato and like a cup of bisque or something. Maybe a salad. No. I had the full steak and Alaskan King crab legs.
But you didn't get too full, though, because this is prior to the Snoop Dogg concert.
That was right? No more than 13 ounces of protein.
All right.
So we go to the concert, and Mrs. Crudy has not been drinking, similar to your wife, but for differing reasons. Maybe she'll go back to partying later in the summer, but hasn't been drinking. And maybe she had a glass of wine and a Corona. So can't say, you know, she's totally teetotaling it, but, you know, the environment was such, it was okay to drink. And so anyways, after the concert, and maybe it was, again, the contact buzz with all those degenerates smoking the cannabis around us. But after the concert, she's hungry. So we go to, you know, the Potawatomi food court. And there's this long-ass line at the kiosk. But you could go to the bar, couldn't get booze, but you could order. I know, it was after midnight. Whatever, I didn't quite understand. I wanted booze, but couldn't get more booze. But I could order food. So I said... Here's my wife's order. One piece of pizza and one beef taco. And I'm like, let's do two of those. So two pieces of pizza, two beef tacos.
Yeah, right.
Nice after party snack. You know, it's midnight, puts you in the right mood.
Yeah. Not like a good taco right before bed.
$60. Because it was two pizzas and two... Three packs of tacos.
Oh, my.
I mean, if we'd have done one of those two orders, right. But I love, I literally fed my wife three times that night. And, you know, I went along and ate a couple of things myself. But let's play some of the Snoop Dogg, doing some of the baseball. A little bit of time. Snoop went to the Brewer Park Saturday night before the concert. This guy loves baseball. Played for the people, Rich.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you. Get it in there. Oh, he in there. That's Sanchez. That's yes. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no. Oh, he's taking off. He gone. Let him get there. Where'd he go, Perk? Earn mine. You got to earn mine, Perk. You get mine back. You get my respect. There you
making
go, Perk.
Making up for that playing center, isn't he?
I hope it ain't nobody like that at this park. Ring him got up. Got him Snoop. Up out of there. Ring that up. 4-4, have a seat. Pull up a chair.
Two outs for Bryce Wilson.
Oh, Bryce is nice.
The sound.
Yeah, just like this. See that sound?
Up the middle. Hit the back.
He got that rocket.
Yeah.
Ah! Did he get there?
He made a great play.
Oh,
India.
Oh, they got some. Who was that? India?
That is India.
Second baseman.
Former rookie of the year.
I like his hair, man. Look at his hair. How his hair be bouncing. His hair bounced like mine. What does he use? Head and shoulders?
It's good body.
That's why I say, what does he use? Head and shoulders?
That's good.
He got his hair game together. Way to go, India. Yeah, I know. Oh, he gone. He took that. Get up in there. He took that. Give him that. Way to go, E. Go, E. 22 eating right now.
And the Brewers won that night.
Yeah, all right.
And Crudies had a wonderful time at the Snoop Dogg concert.
Yeah, so, wonderful time with a wonderful concert and a wonderful venue-ish.
We invited you over to come say hi and have some cocktails.
7 o'clock, that was never happening, man. I was out since like 10:30 at the museum. But I appreciate that. Little late, though.
Day drinking all day?
I mean, it was a beautiful
day. You couldn't make it to 9 o'clock at night?
Ah, man, I was running around by that time. It was already on our own dinner plans. But I appreciate the invite. Thanks for coming and hanging out in the beautiful, wonderful, lovely city of Milwaukee. I hope everyone does.
Small critique of your city.
Oh, okay, one small.
Driving out of the Pato.
Yeah.
Take the left and the left and try to get on like 25th and then
zip onto the highway. Yeah,
get on the highway. Oh, my God. The roads are terrible, man.
Come on.
Those are horrible roads.
Well, it's hard to fight that one. But come on. You got a sports car, man. You can swerve around those potholes.
I didn't realize I was going to fall entirely into one. More like a sinkhole than a pothole. That's my only critique of Milwaukee.
All right. We'll work on the roads.
A party. A decent venue. Outdoor venue. Don't get the seats. Get the standers. You don't need to get the seats. We're standing right now. We're Devil's Advocate. Stops in Madison. It's a wonderful city. Welcome to it.
The Devil's Advocates.
All right,
so relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Now we're going to tell you a little story here about the way we like to party. Take you on a trip.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Thank you for tuning in to the Devil's Advocates. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom has abandoned the horrible city of Milwaukee. Yeah. He's here with me in Madison. So I appreciate you coming to my town.
It's a glorious city, but there's too many liberals.
Madison, that is?
Yes.
Not enough in Milwaukee, as far as I'm concerned. Dom, in a social media post, he said no after already acknowledging the comment in an interview with the Milwaukee broadcast journalist and with Fox News. So did Donald Trump call Milwaukee a horrible city? Well, he acknowledged it before he denied it, Dom. And in a post Saturday on the Truthy Social, the 45th president posted, "The Democrats are making up stories that I said Milwaukee is a horrible city. This is false, a complete lie." Apparently, he did not drive 25th Avenue. But that came after an interview with Fox in which Trump didn't deny the remark and said he was commenting on crime and elections.
Oh, okay.
And the pavement on 25th Avenue in Milwaukee.
And those really close seats.
Dom, the horrible city quote, first reported Thursday by Punchbowl News, was made before House Republicans in a morning meeting on Capitol Hill while discussing strategies for his campaign. And Republican congressman in the room confirmed the comment to the Journal Sentinel, you know, with different takes on what Trump was talking about. Does anyone really know what Trump's talking about?
Half the time, no. I don't think Trump knows what Trump's talking about. Let me tell you about the snake.
But Trump, in his social media post, blamed Democrats, none of whom were in the room. I picked Milwaukee. I knew it well, Trump said in the post. It should therefore lead to me winning Wisconsin. But the Dems come out with this fake story just like all the others. It never ends. Don't be duped. Who would say such a thing with that important state in the balance? Vote for Trump, Wisconsin. I will not let you down.
Who would say something like that? Well, presumably, that guy did.
He did, Dom. Or at least he's being accused by, what, people from his own party.
His own party.
Trump also referenced other news stories in which his truth posts, such as the Hunter Biden laptop case and alleged Russian collusion, calling both also lies and disinformation. The horrible comment spurred quick reaction from Democrats and others with close ties to Milwaukee and Wisconsin. We played you Chevy Johnson, the mayor. Well, if Donald Trump wants to talk about things he thinks are horrible, all of us lived through his presidency, so right back at you, buddy.
Right back at you, buddy.
Tony Evers on the Twitter said, added to a list of things Donald Trump is wrong about. And Evers also posted on the June 14th saying, Milwaukee is a terrific city, pass it on. This prompted others to share photos of themselves in Milwaukee or of events in the city with the same wording.
Curdy, Republicans.
I should have posted from
I know,
Snoop.
Right? Right?
Pass it on. Milwaukee's only horrible in the 25th Ave District and also the seats there.
Republicans have put out different accounts of what happened that meeting. I was in the room. U.S. Rep. Brian Stile, the 1st Congressional District, wrote on Twitter, President Trump did not say this. There is no better place than Wisconsin in July. Crudy, he later clarified that Trump was having a broad conversation about the challenges we face as a country, in particular the challenges that we've seen in Milwaukee. Others, Crudy, seemingly acknowledged the comment occurred, but attempted clarification as to what exactly Trump thought was horrible. An aide to U.S. Rep. Scott Fitzgerald of the 5th told the Journal Sentinel the comments were about election integrity. In contrast, U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orden said he thinks the comments specifically referring to the crime rate in Milwaukee. Of course, Trump is scheduled to hold a rally tomorrow, Crudy, at the Racine Festival Park. And my Congresswoman, Gwen Moore, she had apparently some things to say about it. On the Lawrence O'Donnell Show, Rich, thank you for holding this one over. We didn't get to that. Let's play my Congresswoman. She had a few comments on Trump's comments, if you would, please.
Well, Donald Trump,
our crime rate sure is going to go up when he joins us in Milwaukee.
There you go. That's right. You know, they had to find a city where Donald Trump wasn't facing indictment, so Milwaukee was on the list.
Yet, Josh Call, calling Josh Call. A couple more from the awesome Congresswoman from Milwaukee. Play it, please, Rich.
I just want to say this. A few weeks ago, I had a meeting with our police chief, and, you know, crime has gone down all over America. And we're really proud of the fact that crimes like murder and rape have gone down in double digits. And one of the biggest problems we have in Milwaukee right now, you know, and I'm, you know, not poo-pooing it, but it's reckless driving. And again, I don't know many people in Milwaukee who have 34 felony counts against them.
Yeah. Excellent point, nor I, Gwen. One more from the Congresswoman from Wisconsin.
And we've gone way out of our way to be helpful and to be friendly. And we will continue to do that despite his horrible comments about our great city.
Gwen Moore taking some umbrage with the former president's comments that maybe he said or maybe he didn't or he did. It was about election integrity or it was about crime or we don't even know because he never even said it, but you know he did.
I conjecture it was about the pavement on 25th Avenue in Milwaukee. It's terrible, man.
You're not supposed to hit the potholes head on, man. You got to go around. Did you see it coming?
If I'd have seen it coming, I would not have driven fully in. I felt like my wife and I were Thelma and Louise going into the pothole. It was bad. Horrible. You might say it was a horrible pothole, but otherwise Milwaukee, very nice.
Oh, otherwise. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I could see the river from my room.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see the downtown skyline. Looks nothing like Ho Chi Minh City.
so many few high rises here. I'm so confused.
The RNC was using Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam as the skyline.
For how long? Forever?
Over a year.
Nobody noticed? Does that mean there's no traffic or nobody pays attention?
I just thought it was like Shutterstock. Like, here's a big city. And
it was.
We don't get any votes in those big cities. Like, I didn't know why they were.
Are they encouraging illegal voting from Ho Chi Minh City? I'm just wondering. I mean, is that where those ballots came from, with the bamboo?
You know, we've got some sound of Ron Johnson accusing
Democrat
of wanting to steal the next election. Damn, they're already well into their plans using the U.S. Postal Service as their co-conspirators.
Oh, not again.
Ron has many suspicions. I suspect you'll all be back. The phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. The shows are always best when Dom and Crudy are in the same room, which we are today.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big Monday edition, always bigger when you join. 844-967-2789. It's phone line. It's a text line. One of the panelists monitors both.
Come on. One of them does one of them really well.
What is that you do really well about?
I do the phones. I'm the phone guy. You're the reader of the texter guy. It just kind of happened that way, man.
The reader, because I care.
You know what? That's the thing about you. If there's one fault that you have, Crudy, it's that you care too much.
Some have said. Some have said that. Not many, but some have said. Here's something I care a lot about, and I'm a little disappointed I wasn't included in. You know, I wasn't checking all my emails this weekend because I was partying down at the Snoop Dogg concert.
You and Snoop.
But I must have missed the memo, Dom. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in my hometown right now.
What? Big Gretch is in town?
Apparently, it's being reported by the Journal Sentinel. And those of you hanging on tight for the Ron Johnson sound.
You're going to have to wait just a
minute. Oh, hold on. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer joined her Wisconsin counterpart today to rally the state's most liberal city over President Joe Biden's efforts to preserve abortion access, an issue Democrats hope will boost voter enthusiasm within the tepid electorate. Now, Whitmer, a Democratic governor, swept into office during a so-called blue wave in 2018 alongside Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, is often deployed by the Biden campaign as a key ally in the Midwest. And today, Whitmer, Evers, and other officials. Well, do you think it was Evers excluding me? I get the Evers emails. I'm a little disappointed I'm not at this event. I was just painting, and I have new sneaks on. They match the white paint on my legs.
Yeah, look at you, man. You didn't paint with those new sneaks, did you?
Oh, no.
No, okay. All right. Just, those are not work sneaks yet.
My legs are well painted without the sneaks. On Monday, Whitmer, Evers, and other officials heard from community leaders. You think that'd be me? And healthcare professionals.
When I think community leader, man, Crudy.
Yeah. I know. Always comes to my mind as well. Apparently heard from community leaders excluding Crudy, healthcare professionals at a roundtable discussion the Biden campaign conducted ahead of next week's second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. And the decision eliminated a woman's right to abortion nationwide and instead left such access decisions to state rules. Here's a quote. It's really important to remind people that if Donald Trump gets a second term in the White House, he has already committed to signing a national abortion ban. Governor Whitmer said, Biden is the only person on the ballot who will win the White House and will protect these fundamental rights. Now, a spokesperson, Dom, this is interesting. A spokesperson for the Republican Party of Wisconsin did not immediately respond to requests for comment. As it points out here in the article, Republicans have struggled to unify around a position on the issue. Yeah, they all wanted to see Roe v. Wade overturned. It hasn't been very popular for them electorally. See Whitmer, see Tony Evers. And anyways, Tom.
A little more from Whitmer. She also criticized recent efforts to restrict access to in vitro fertilization, contraception, and abortion medication. The U.S. Supreme Court on June 13th upheld access to mifepristone, a key abortion medication. Those states may try to revive the challenge. Yeah, I think that was a standing issue. They're going to come back. You know they're going to come back at that again. Whitmer said this: "We know that first term was devastating. Trump's first term was devastating. The prospect of a second one just shakes me to my core. All of these are extended on the same fundamental right, and that is some substantive due process." She called reproductive health conversations in Wisconsin critical ahead of the prospect of a national abortion ban. And the visit comes as Trump is going to set to visit Racine tomorrow. We mentioned on that. Evers on Monday said the comment about Milwaukee, you know, calling Milwaukee a horrible city, Crudy. It was a good example of how Trump hides behind his views and said it's the same case with his changing stance on abortion. And the Republicans are having a hell of a time coming up with something. What do you call it? I mean, of course, that's what they want, but they don't want to tell everyone necessarily the political types, because that, of course, will not bode well for them politically.
Text. I haven't been keeping up on that.
I don't know. But yeah, certainly those are. And now they're going to come for the birth control as well, because that seems like logical. Why is that a necessary function of the Republican Party to come after not only abortion, but birth control?
Control women. It's very biblical.
Can't women control, make their own decisions? I mean, isn't that kind of like the freedom of the individual to make their own decisions, or pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness? Doesn't that entail women as well? And if you're going to use the Comstock Act so you can't put the stuff in the mail, well, good luck getting your ED medications. I mean, what are we talking about, people? We're all adults. Let people do their thing. If you don't want to take those things, you don't have to. No one is forcing you to do so.
You can get Viagra in the mail?
Apparently. That's what I've heard. It's amazing. It's a hell of a time. Hell, man, you can get curbside service for your weed these days. I mean, to me, this is progress. To those Republicans, this is a step in the wrong direction. This is, for some reason, terrible, terrible policy that what most people want. So they can't come out, the reason they're having difficulties coming up with a messaging for themselves, just because they don't agree with themselves. Yeah, they maybe want it. Maybe someone, you know, they really don't care about their God. They know their constituents really want it. So how do I walk that line? Stand up and say, we're going to take away all your birth control. We're going to take away all abortion. And you just must do what your men around you tell you to do.
But like, I thought the Republican Party has always had a crap on the Democrat press release ready at the dropping, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
How do you not have any comment? A blue state governor comes to Wisconsin to trash talk your policies. No comment.
No comment. Not at this time. We're unable to be reached for comment.
I'd like to hear why yours truly was denied credentials for the Trump Racine.
No comment.
Tomorrow morning. And if I see Brian Schimming, and I do have his text number, I might dox him soon.
You invited him on. The chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, an old radio dog from back in the day.
He is an old radio dog. He still does lots of fill-in radio around the state as the chairman of the Republican Party, paid chair.
Well, first time paid chair. I mean, Andrew Hitt was doing all that criming for nothing.
That's loyalty. I mean, when you do that sort of criming for free.
Right? Come on. I think you're getting taken advantage of. You got to at least get paid for your criming. Otherwise, why take the risk?
Dom, I know you always have your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Yeah. Unlike Andrew Hitt, apparently. Just criming. Just
rolling
criming
down the street smoking endo, man.
Sipping on gin and juice. Laid back. 844-967-2789. So, to finish this thought about my denial of press credentials.
Yes, please.
I was accepted at the last Trump event in the state of Wisconsin. That was Waukesha. I actually went viral that day for hanging out with Mike Lindell, posted the selfie.
You got AI'd, man, and you went viral. No one knew it was you, though. Someone put a beard on you. And
it's still crudy. It just had a beard.
But you can never grow a beard like that.
I don't even know that.
No, hell no. Those little rosy cheeks you got there, little baby's butt there. I see the Fu Manchu action, but come on. That stuff, I don't buy it, man.
Maybe like an Abe Lincoln down to the Fu Man. Yeah, I'm sure the neckline thing.
But that was
why the denial? Because here's what I would say. In my defense, A, got the credentials, went to the event, right? Got the photos to prove it. Me and Mike Lindell hanging out front. Your ally. I mean, I'm giving lift to this guy. He's selling pillows on the Devil's Advocates, I'd say. But beyond that, I gave fair coverage, as fair as I could. Didn't start any fights. Didn't get any fisticuffs in the parking lot.
The Recall Robin Voss folks, you were very cordial to them. You're always cordial to those folks.
And I saw the chairman of the Republican Party who gave something of a speech. I think the topic of the speech that day, Brian Schimmel gave, encouraging people to early vote, absentee if necessary.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's down for early voting absentee. Huh?
Strangely, they were encouraging it. Like, you know, we can't wait to vote on election day because the Democrats get too many votes ahead of us.
Now, is that like in-person absentee, or did you take your absentee in the mail and then put it back in the mail? Or you get your ballot in the mail and then drop it off person?
Yeah,
I mean,
it was the Republican Party chair. I wasn't listening that close.
All right. But they're encouraging early voting. They realize this is a weak spot in their strategy. Didn't help. Last time Trump's like, oh, that's fraud. Don't do that. And then, and they get smoked.
But, although I think he changed his opinion back on this.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Did he say Milwaukee was a horrible city or did he not? You know what I mean? It's not just the party, man. Donald Trump, it is entire the party waffling back and forth like, oh my God, what's he saying? What does he mean? Well, we don't know because how do you come up with a strategy with a messaging? Well, we haven't heard back from the Republican Party on this Gretchen Whitmer appearance here in Madison because, you know, no one could be reached for comment because they don't know what to say. What does our almighty orange God want us to say today? Because tomorrow it could be entirely different. And if you didn't get the memo, then, you know, you just can't say anything.
Well, I've got Brian Schimming's cell phone from Radio Dog days. So Brian was coming off the stage and I texted him and then like, why are you ignoring me? I will not be ignored.
He won't be ignored.
I'm back here in the back of the class.
You got to send the bunny in the pot as a picture.
Well, no one would deliver that for me stage left. I was just left to the texting. But then I think I mentioned Brian after he gave a speech and apparently, you know, going to meet some VIPs, cash some checks or something. Brian got led past me.
Oh, was he confused and lost or was he like?
Well, I was in the back.
No, was he confused and lost? Yeah, some of these old politicians wander a bit sometimes.
You probably are thinking of the Democrat.
Okay.
But anyways, So I see Schimming. And he gives me the one eye, the double shooter. But now I've been denied at the very next Trump rally.
Oh.
Was it the questioning of why am I being ignored by the Republican Party chairman?
Oh, man.
Is that what got me denied? Because there had been prior events where I had been denied.
You know the list of
things. But I thought it was back on a good list.
As to why you would be denied would be way shorter than the list of why you would be accepted. Why should they let Kurti in the room versus why should they deny Kurti? I think there's one list is longer.
I always report that he's wearing a blue coat and a red tie. Doing the double handy dance. 844-967-2789. If you think Kurti should be amongst the credentialed media tomorrow in Racine. Actually, I looked at the weather report.
It's pretty hot and humid, baby.
Damn hot.
Yeah.
That's outdoors, isn't it?
Well, those Trump supporters, they like it hot, man. Look at Arizona, look at Nevada. They will go walk over burning coals for their orange messiah.
So here's my plan.
You going down?
Yes.
You're kind of waffling, man.
Only because I can't go into the event when I get there, and that's sort of, you know, disheartening.
No, you can just walk in like you own the joint, man.
Well.
Tell me your name's Dan O'Donnell.
You know, I probably could walk in with the crowd. You know, like just enter the event.
Yeah.
If I show up before the door is open, got in line, I'm sure I could get
in. Man, you know, you got the lanyard. Just put on a lanyard, some sunglasses, act like you own the joint, and just walk in. I mean, no one.
I tried that in Vegas at the Treasure Island Casino Wedding Chapel. Couldn't get in.
No, it didn't work.
Not me and not the mega supportive TikToker.
Did they actually look at the lanyard at your credentials, or did they just say no?
They didn't look additionally. I gave them my real name. What am I supposed to say? Sean Hannity.
Yes.
Sean Hannity here.
Charlie Kirk. I think that's the new one. You got to say Charlie Kirk. Tucker Carlson. I mean, what does it take to get into a rally these days, man?
I'm with Mike Lindell. So my plan will be to really just go and get the Trump ambiance. Go hang out with the MAGA, the faithful. the front row Joes, do my interviews and, you know, ask them, is Racine also a horrible city? Are you from here? Part of the greater media market. He must have meant the isolated city, not the exurbs. But not
25th Street?
Not 25th Street specifically. Like, have you ever driven out of the pothole and hit the pothole there?
I mean, horrible. It's just horrible.
My car may never be the same. Folks, we're at the Devil's Advocates. You may not ever be the same. Crudy, going to Racine. I'm doing it without you, Dom. But I understand we're meeting in a secret broadcast location behind a bar in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Horrible bar, horrible city. We're going to have a horrible time, as we always do.
I hope the audience has a great time. Well, come on, man. We never had a bad time. Well, maybe a couple times, but we faked it. Doing the show, I don't think we ever have a bad time.
13 years, man.
There's got to be a few bad days in there.
Today's not one of them, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. Maybe we'll get to that Rojo sign. I'm very anxious to see what he has to say.
Biatch.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Share the joke. What am I missing?
Is this Swinger? He's only 17? Come on. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That was Rich's choice. Join us on the line, 844-967-2789. You know, any music like that, you know, 18 in Life from Skid Row, you know, Winger, She's Only 17, you know, Smoking in the Boys Room, you know, Motley Crue remake, just anything to do with dancing in the gym. It's kind of dating myself, man. You know what I mean? I can't sing that song. I'm walking down the street, man.
She's only 17.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll get you a ticket to Epstein Island and then 10 to 20 in Rikers. 844-967-2789. I thought we were sliding into Ron's latest conspiracy theory.
I haven't heard, but we got apparently have Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, we've got Ron.
We got Ron. We have to eat your broccoli, folks. Ron's going to edify you and me. Let's hear it, if you would, please, Rich.
Well, I have my concerns. It's one of the reasons that Republicans made sure that we recruited 5,000 poll workers. Hopefully, we'll have every poll observership filled. And by the way, I hope Democrats do, too. I think that's the best control we can have over the process, is having bipartisan eyes on the process, making sure that everything's on the up and up. I think we made some strides in 2022 with those poll workers and observers. We can do a lot more, but I feel better now than I did after 2020.
Yeah, how about those false electors? I mean, we're not trying hard enough unless you're getting the false, fraudulent slate of electors.
Well, the 40-year consent decree between the RNC and the Department of Justice has expired. Laura Trump's out there threatening people over the weekend. We will come looking for you and prosecute you. I'm like, are you the Department of Justice or are you the GOP?
We will find you.
There's more from Ron, is there not? Yeah, this second cut is really more of what I want you to hear from the senior senator.
Oh, God.
Dom's buddy from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, played for the people. Rich.
Well, first of all, we all want to be able to have confidence that the election has integrity, that the results are accurate. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because we have a governor who would not sign reforms to provide those controls, provide that confidence. Again, it's a hypothetical at this point in time. I know Democrats are pushing the envelope, but they want to make it easy to cheat. That's just obvious. That's what they want to do. That's what mail-in balloting is about. That's what, the fact that they won't clean up elections or Wisconsin's election rolls, you know, the voter rolls, the voter files, that they won't do that. Why not? Why won't they make sure that we have confidence in our election results?
Mail-in ballots? Weren't they just like saying they should get back on the mail-in? You're talking about shimming.
Early voting.
Yeah.
Via mail, using the co-conspirator at the U.S. Postal Service.
He was encouraging that. The GOP chair of the state of Wisconsin encouraging...
At the last Trump rally.
Encouraging early voting, mail-in voting.
Yes.
And now we got
the senior senator
from Wisconsin saying that that's fraud. That's how the Democrats...
That's pushing the envelope. That's how you cheat.
Well, it's literally an envelope. You know what I mean? Maybe he's being literal, not figuratively, because you push the envelope into the mailbox. See, he's being truthful. That's how they speak the truth. Come on, man. Really? Really? No more mail-in ballots? According to Ron Johnson. Okay, Republicans, listen to your senior senator from the state of Wisconsin. Go personally. Go vote that day. Unless you want to listen to your GOP chair from the state of Wisconsin, then you might want to, you know, vote early because, you know, you got to have that too. So, or depending on the day, you can listen to your orange messiah, and he may or may not tell you that you're a horrible city and to may or may not tell you that you can early vote and it's okay. So good luck with figuring all that out. I'd like a comment, please. No? No one? 844-967-2789.
There are differing headlines here. I just looked up. Trump on mail-in voting. How Trump changed his stance on absentee and mail voting. There are a lot of, like, moving target headlines.
Aren't there, though?
Trump's mail-in voting flip-flop. How it factors into the GOP strategy.
Strategy? I mean, there's no strategy, no platform. It's just Trump. Like Trump. It's personality. It's a cult of personality.
844-967-2789. We'll give you a try, Kenneth from Stoughton. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kenneth.
Oh, yes, I am calling about Ron Johnson's idiot comments. I was a town board chairman for about 20 years. My wife has been an election worker here in the town of Fuzzy Springs, just outside Stoughton. And if Johnson had any idea how elections work, how hard elections, and they're basically volunteers. They're paid, but they're volunteers.
Yeah.
And all the training they go through, the county clerk trains them, the town clerk trains them. I mean, they're dotting their T's and crossing their I's, or dotting their I's and crossing their T's. It's incredible the amount of work they do to make sure that they're. You can tell I'm frustrated because it's like, and I, you know, I personally think the people in the city of Madison, my brothers live in Madison, they trust the election workers there. And I have friends that live in the city of Milwaukee, they trust the election workers there. I know the election workers here.
Right.
Brothers, my wife, and the others are my friends.
Yep.
It's like, who the hell do you think these people are?
Kenneth, Ron Johnson trusts the electoral process. How do I know this? Ron Johnson told a activist, it might have been the same woman, Lauren Windsor, told her how Donald Trump lost the state of Wisconsin. And how did he lose the state of Wisconsin? Because there were 51,000 Republican voters in the state of Wisconsin that chose not to vote at the top of the ballot for Donald Trump in 2020. Ron did the math, and he still supported the January 6th insurrection. But he knows damn well 1,835 individual districts in the state of Wisconsin. This would take a conspiracy on enormous magnitude. I'm just telling you, Ron.
There's not a conspiracy that Ron Johnson will not engage in. And also, Ron, why do you hate the military? Because how are our active service folks, people overseas, going to engage in the electoral process if they can't mail their ballots?
Screw those guys and girls. They don't love you.
They just want your vote.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Just don't mail it in. You got to show up in person or it doesn't count.